Time to talk some Duck Hoops. Big series with the Southern California schools kicks off tomorrow night here in town against SC. Five games into the 18-game Pac-12 season. He's a longtime assistant who's been front and center during this historic program run. Welcome in, Kevin McKenna. Coach, been a couple weeks. Good to catch up. How you doing?
Real good, thank you.
Dana Altman's not one of these animated coaches. He's not the most talkative guy around, and I think it makes it easy to kind of tell certain things. After the Civil War loss a week ago Friday, safe to say that beyond winning or losing the game, he was really disappointed. I don't know if it was in the focus or maybe the overall effort.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate, is that is the effort part. You know, I think we've always kind of prided our teams in being a hardworking kind of blue-collar team and we just weren't showing that type of attitude, effort, you know, play on the floor at all. And I think every team at some point in the year has kind of a come-to-Jesus meeting, and we had ours and just kind of aired a lot of stuff out and talked about a lot of things and tried to iron some things out in practice. And we went down to Arizona and played pretty well in both games.
Yeah, you know, along those lines, you could tell during the week as he spoke about their effort and practice, and as you know, great practice doesn't always translate, but your level of confidence having kind of aired it out, what was that like going into the Arizona games?
We kind of had a moment in that Arizona State game where they kind of got it going. They're a really explosive offensive team, and they kind of got it going, and we got down, and then we were at that point like, oh, here we are, what are we going to do? And, you know, to our guys' credit, they fought back and got in the game and eventually won the game. Kind of the same thing happened at Arizona. And we got down, we got back into it. We took a 4-point lead, I think, with about 5.5 to go, something like that. And just couldn't hang on there. You know, we had some open looks and didn't make them and gave up a couple shots that we weren't, you know, supposed to give up. But again, played for the most part pretty well down there, you know, fouled them a little bit too much. But we were competitive. Our effort was better. Our togetherness was better. Our assist to turnover ratio was better. I think in our first three games, we averaged 9.7 assists. And I know we had 17, I think, both games on there.
Talking Oregon Hoops with Coach McKenna. That Arizona State game, man, you guys are down 12 with 2.5 minutes left in the half. You end up in the locker room tied. You kind of alluded to it. I mean, how remarkable a finisher that was to the half, and what does that do for your confidence level coming out of that break?
Oh, it was good. It was big that we were back in the game. Our guys were pretty hyped in the locker room. I think at that point they knew that if they kept doing those types of things, the effort things, defensively and offensively, we'd be okay. You know, one of our issues that we've had is second half defense and rebounding. And they actually scored quite a bit less. I can't remember the exact number, but they scored, I think it was 41 in the first half. I want to say 31 in the second half. I can't remember the exact score. But anyways, it was close to that. We held them to 10 or 11 points less in the second half than they did in the first half. Not a bad effort by our guys, and again, that gave them some confidence going into the next game.
I want to hit on Roman Sorkin, who's now a senior, and you know he occasionally gets his did not play coach's decision. And man, against the Sun Devils, I think I'm going to call that the game of his career. What was the buzz about his performance, and maybe that spark he provided to get such an important win?
Yeah, we needed it. He's played well at times. He's played not so well at times. He's had a bum knee for a couple games. He got sick. I mean, he's been fighting a lot of different things, but he is all about the team. He tries to come in there and make plays and make shots when he gets open. He had 13 points in 13 minutes, I'll tell you, one of the cool things in the locker room after the game was all the guys just kind of surrounded him and like engulfed him, and they were jumping up and down. They were really happy for him and his performance. And, you know, we got some other good ones too. I mean, VJ Bailey comes in after, you know, not making really too many plays for other guys, comes in with four assists and one turnover and a couple baskets and that. So little things like that that are starting to turn and just make our team better is definitely helping us.
I want to get to the Arizona game. We continue with Kevin McKenna. So you guys are up a point with about 4 minutes to go. Then you kind of went cold. You alluded to it earlier. When you went back and looked at the tape there, were the guys too willing to settle for threes? You know, what do you think broke down offensively down the stretch in that one?
I think when you're playing a good team, you got to take what they give you. And you know, we were trying to draw their bigs away from the basket a little bit. And Paul White, who is a really good three-point shooter, had a couple of really good looks. And they just went in and out on them. And they shot them well. They were there. The shot that was the shot that was there, and it just didn't go in. And, you know, if he makes one of those or two of those, I mean, who knows, it might be a different story. But, you know, when you're playing a big team and a good team like Arizona, you kind of have to take what they give you when it presents itself and that. And, you know, we just didn't complete the shots. But mainly the thing that got us beat there was, you know, 37 free throws. I think we shot 14 or something like that, or 17, I can't remember the exact number. But they really outscored us at the free throw line. And when there's that big a discrepancy, it's tough to overcome that.
You know, along those lines, I wanted to hit on Kenny Wooten. It seems like the last few games, you know, he's out there 12, 13 minutes and he either fouls out or coach has to sit him. Our team's driving the ball at him, knowing he'll draw whistles, technique. What are you guys seeing? And, you know, not only why he's getting into foul trouble, but maybe the solution.
It's a lot of times it's not his fault. You know, it's other guys who are getting beat off the dribble. He comes over to help and try to clean up their mess, so to speak. And,
right.
And that's what's gotten him into trouble a few times. So it's a team defensive game. We've got to do a better job of fighting the dribble and not letting guys get, you know, straight line drives at the rim where Kenny has to come over and potentially get a foul. So, you know, that's part of it. Part of it is just he's a freshman trying to find his way a little bit, you know, like a lot of our freshmen are, and trying to find ways to contribute in a positive way. And he's going to be a fine player. He's going to be a really good player. He's just got to stay with it. And again, we got to do a better job of protecting him and not putting him in those situations all the time.
A couple final thoughts for Coach McKenna. Mikhail McIntosh transferred here from Illinois State, obviously Missouri Valley, you're familiar with. Played really well on the Arizona trip. We haven't discussed him much this season. How do you think he's adjusted to being a part of this lineup, and how pleased are you with the kind of contributions he's making?
He's doing much better and kind of being more of a physical player and using his experience. I mean, that's one thing Coach talks to him and Elijah about all the time. Hey, these guys have been around the block. A lot of our freshmen haven't. They don't know what to expect, what to do. Mikhail and Elijah and even Roman, they've been around. We have higher expectations for those guys in terms of, you know, being able to produce all the time. And Mikhail really played tough against Arizona, really played well against Arizona State. And Coach was, you know, really praising him in the locker room about that. Just being that guy that, you know, our other guys can kind of rally around. He's a physical, strong kid who plays really hard. And when he's locked in and going like that, he's a handful.
And lastly, tomorrow night here in town, USC's having a nice season. You've had their number, won the last 14 in a row. Andy Enfield has had them in the big dance the last 2 years. So I don't know if it's their experience. What kind of challenges do you expect from this edition of the Trojans?
Well, they are experienced. They're really talented. And offensively, they're really efficient. They really, I think they're top 20 team efficiency-wise in the NCAA, and they've got some inside players that can score. They got a big guy that can shoot outside. They got really quick athletic guards that can shoot threes and dunk the ball and get out in transition and really run. They're going to be a tough team for us, and they're a fun team to watch. We're going to have to play well to be in the game with them for sure.
So 6 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Saturday, big games against the SoCal teams. Coach, great catching up. Always appreciate the time, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Bye. Good catching up with Coach. Huge home series starting tomorrow night. We'll have all the action, 5:30 pregame with Joey Mack, 6 o'clock tip. And if you want to catch the action, ESPN2, Dave Pasch, Bill Walton. Time for a break. Back with more sports talk next, 95.3 The Score.